The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are we going to do this again next year? Well, yeah, far as we know, we're going to do it next year. It was a great morning. Thank you for praying for us as we put it all together. It was executed by our staff in a, it was flawless to my knowledge. It was just a great morning. Somewhere between 45 and 50 individual churches were represented. Nearly 100 pastors, which is basically all we can handle. Some of the holes we had to double up on, but it was full. Weather was spectacular. The folks at Safari Golf Club do such a great job. They're very, very helpful, and they've just bent over backwards to do anything they can to make it a great event. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the pastors who came and participated, and thank you to the incredible staff here at WRFD. It is quite a team. So it was a great event. Hey, if you were listening yesterday, I read a press release to you from the folks at CAIR, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Now, this is a radical group. They have a big office here in Columbus. They're very active in Columbus. And folks, what I'm saying is not anti-Islamic in any way. A Muslim has a right to practice their belief in America. I believe in freedom of religion. I believe that with all of my heart. My concern is assimilation. All of the ethnic groups that have come together in this great melting pot called America have come to America and became Americans. They didn't turn their back on their ethnicity or their background, but they became Americans. If you read of the huge influx of immigrants that came here in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, you read story after story of parents telling their children, "We are now in the greatest country on planet Earth, and we will become Americans. You will learn English, you will learn American culture, because we are now Americans." That's not happening in many Muslim communities. They're establishing their own little country right here in America. It's happened in Germany. It's happened in France. It has happened in Great Britain. And those countries have paid a dear price for that. That's my concern. Assimilation. Now, if you were listening yesterday, I mentioned that the keynote speaker for their big conference coming up, in fact, I think it's today, to be honest, I think, was Linda Sarsour. And I said to you yesterday, this woman is a radical. Well, I also mentioned to you yesterday that she was one of the founders of the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Now, if you know anything about the Women's March in Washington, D.C., you know how radically far left the Women's March is. I mean, it'd be hard to find an organization any farther left than the Women's March. Well, Linda Sarsour is too extreme for the extremists. You know, they have removed her from the board of directors for the Women's March. She's too far left. She is too. Now, the Women's March is extreme. These people are extremists. Linda Sarsour literally is too extreme for the extremists. They have dumped her. They got rid of her because she is too anti-Semitic. Quote, the news comes, and I'm quoting from a news story. The news comes as the Women's March announced the departure of former organizers Linda Sarsour, Tamika Mallory, and Bob Bland following allegations of anti-Semitism within the group's leadership. Yeah. She's too extreme for the extremists. She's also a supporter of Louis Farrakhan. She is active in the BDS movement, which is the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement, which is an anti-Israel, anti-Semitic movement. She advocates an economic boycott of Israel. And she was recently hired by Bernie Sanders to be part of his presidential campaign. I tell you how radical Bernie Sanders is. Ah, wow. And then there's this. BBC, British Broadcasting Company, they put out some good stuff. I have enjoyed through the years listening to BBC News when it's available. Well, they have a new video series out called Teach. Yeah, Teach, T-E-A-C-H. It's a whole video series aimed at children ages 9 to 12. Quote, the video series for school children age 9 to 12 is part of 9 new BBC Teach films produced as support material for the personal, social, and health education curriculum in UK schools. It's called the PSHE curriculum in the United Kingdom. Well, one of the 9 Teach videos tells children ages, 9 to 12, that there are over 100 different genders. Over 100. In fact, here's a quote from this BBC series. You know, there are so many gender identities. We know that we have got male and female, but there are now over 100, if not more, gender identities. This is what the BBC is teaching children in Great Britain. Well, not everybody's happy. The London Telegraph newspaper has a columnist by the name of Celia Walden. She is not happy at all. She calls the teaching, quote, noxious nonsense that poisons children's minds, a product of the modern emperor's new clothes gender diversity narrative. She says the BBC is indulging in the propagation of misinformation, thereby betraying its journalistic duty to deal not in fads, but in facts, and because of that, the BBC is willfully warping the minds of Great Britain's children and contributing to make the new generation of children as self-obsessed as the supposed grown-ups. So there are people in Great Britain that are speaking out against this absolute nonsense. And may I repeat again for the who knows how many hundredth time, there is no scientific evidence backing up this 100 different gender identities. Not an ounce. There is no scientific evidence whatsoever. But the BBC is controlled by the liberal left, and say it together, class! The liberal left does not deal with facts or truth, but emotions and hysteria. BBC, telling school children in Great Britain 9 to 12 that there are over 100 different gender identities. Can you imagine what that does to children who are already confused about gender, sexuality. Can you imagine the incredible confusion that this will cause? Well, there are many here in America who believe the same thing, unfortunately. All right, quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'm going to challenge you to use your imagination here just for a few moments, all right? Imagine a somewhat radical, fundamentalist Christian sect in America where the women were required by their husbands that whenever they were in public, they must wear long ankle-length dresses or skirts. I mean, all the way to the ground. And they're required to do that by their husband. Their husband makes them wear the long ankle-length skirts and then a headscarf. Have to. Can't go outside. No. Their husband will not allow it. Now, most Americans would think, that's a little over the top. That's a little radical. And, you know, that's a prime example of oppression of women. I think most people would probably agree with that. Then imagine a professional sports team approaching Nike. Yes, Nike. Imagine a professional sports team approaching Nike and saying, you know, we have these somewhat radical fundamentalist Christians that like to attend our games. And all of the women are required by their husbands to wear a headscarf and a long, full-length, ankle-length skirt. Would you put out a Nike emblazoned, full-length, ankle-length skirt with our team logo on it and a headscarf with our team logo on it? Because we know these people are really our fans. Can you imagine what the answer of Nike would be? We do not support the oppression of women. Are you kidding me? There is no way we're going to put our Nike swoosh in your logo when these women are required by their husbands to dress this way. Well, that is clearly the oppression of women, and we will have no part of it. Okay? Well, the Toronto Raptors, this is an NBA team. This is in Canada, but it's an American team, or from the NBA, which is an American league. The Toronto Raptors have just introduced a line of team-branded hijabs. You know what the hijab is? The headscarf that Muslim husbands require their women to wear whenever they are in public. There are few more symbols that are more emblematic of the oppression of women than the Muslim hijab worn by women. Now, granted, many of the Muslim women wear it voluntarily. There's no doubt about that. But in the hyper-fundamentalist Christian sect that I was asking you to imagine, many of those women would do it voluntarily as well. Listen to this. Toronto Raptors introduce line of team-branded hijabs in fan outreach. The Toronto Raptors say a new line of team-branded hijabs is part of an effort to be more inclusive to fans of all cultures. The team's parent company, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, unveiled the Nike, this is in cooperation with Nike, unveiled the Nike Pro Hijabs blazon with a team logo in a social media post this past Friday. The Raptors say that they are the first NBA team to offer an athletic hijab for Muslim women. Are you kidding me? Now, remember, Nike is the company that would not produce the tennis shoes with the Betsy Ross flag on it because Colin Kaepernick said, I think that's a symbol of racism. Now, again, I am not anti-Muslim. I don't believe that Muslims should be discriminated against, and they certainly should not be persecuted. They certainly should not be harmed. There should be no violence. But what we are seeing is an absolutely, completely double standard when it comes to the tolerance of Muslims and even radical Muslims compared to what would be considered radical or extreme Christians. It is just amazing. NBA champions, the subhead, this is an Associated Press story, by the way. NBA champions introduced team-branded Nike Pro hijabs. Raptors say they want to send a message of inclusion to their fans. I don't know about you, but... oh, by the way, the National Council of Canadian Muslims praised the move. And by the way, in relation to this, the International Basketball Federation and FIFA, that's the huge worldwide soccer organization, has lifted bans on head coverings in recent years. Inclusion? Sure. As long as you're not one of those crazy radical Christians. Oh, my goodness. All right, hey, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And I'd love to hear from you. 877-262-5483. Just real quick, I've got about 20 seconds, I think. Speaking of FIFA soccer and so forth, the National Women's Soccer League, in a game in Oregon on September 11th, decided that they would have the swearing-in ceremony of a whole bunch of National Guard recruits. They thought it'd be kind of great on September 11th, swear them in at halftime during the game. When the recruits got to the portion of their oath to, quote, obey the orders of the President of the United States, the crowd booed. The crowd booed. Strange things happen in America, folks. They are. All right. It's not strange that we need to take a break. We'll return.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.